From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on This Day in Maine, Wednesday, May 27th, 2026.
This Day in Maine is made possible in part by Now You're Cooking. Celebrating 26 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath. Open 7 days a week.
The Cumberland County District Attorney has announced a new policy that will start treating all pedestrian or bike crashes resulting in injury as potential criminal or civil violations. Nicole LaGrisco has more.
Maine law already requires police to send cases where there is probable cause for a criminal or civil violation to the DA's office. But District Attorney Jackie Sartoris says prosecutors are rarely charging drivers involved in pedestrian or bicycle crashes with civil violations. Under a new policy announced Wednesday, Sartoris says all cases involving an injury to a bicyclist or a pedestrian will be sent to the DA's office for review.
Unless there is an actual criminal violation, I'm on my phone or I'm behaving recklessly, nothing happens. And that's what we're really trying to change here.
2025 was Maine's worst year on record for crashes involving pedestrians and cyclists, with more than 450 crashes and nearly 30 total fatalities, according to the Bicycle Coalition of Maine. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nicole LaGrisco.
A former Acadia National Park employee has filed a workplace discrimination lawsuit against the federal government. David Smith of Bar Harbor alleges that he was denied other jobs in the park system because of his age and race. Michael Livingston has more.
Smith worked as a park ranger in Acadia from 2017 to 2022. He's Native American and at least 40 years old. But because park rangers are required to retire at age 57 under federal law, Smith wanted to transition to the park's roads maintenance division. According to the lawsuit, Smith applied for three job openings in 2021, but he says they were offered to white people under the age of 40. After Smith filed a complaint to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, Smith's supervisor said he had not known Smith was Native American until he filed the complaint. He applied to two more jobs in 2022, but the hiring process froze after being told he was an eligible candidate. The lawsuit names Doug Burgum, Secretary of the U.S. Department of the Interior, and National Park Service Director Jessica Boren as defendants, and demands a trial by jury. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Michael Livingston.
Northern Light Health is opening a new center focused on gene therapy thanks to a $10 million donation. The president of Eastern Maine Medical Center, Ava Collins, says the center will expand cancer patients' access to clinical trials as well as therapies that target genetic makeup in addition to tumor type.
We need to be positioned to offer these advanced therapies as soon as they are released by the FDA and are proven to be safe for patient care.
The center will be part of Northern Lights Lafayette Cancer Institute in Brewer. The gift is from Jim Jarrow in honor of his late wife, Kathy, who passed away from cancer in 2022. Over the past decade, Maine has lost more than two dozen nursing homes for various reasons, including low reimbursement rates and staffing shortages. State officials want to reverse that trend by updating rules and eliminating what they view as burdensome regulations. But that has some advocates concerned about the safety and care of nursing home residents. Patty White has more.
Except for a few minor changes, Maine nursing home regulations haven't been updated for 25 years, says Bill Montejo. He's the director of the Division of Licensing in Maine's Department of Health and Human Services.
They're woefully overdue.
So the department has been meeting with stakeholders, he says, to identify provisions to update, clarify, and where possible, simplify.
One of the things we've heard from really a lot of the providers over the years is the need to reduce provider burden.
Nursing homes in Maine must comply with more than 120 pages of state regulations. And Montejo says about a third of these are redundant with federal regulations. That means nursing homes can get penalized twice for violating the same rule.
So it's almost like, you know, you get a speeding ticket, you got to pay the speeding fine to the state, then you got to pay a speeding fine to the local municipality.
The state's initial revision proposes eliminating redundant state regulations. Monteo says it's a balance between reducing overly punitive rules while also maintaining quality care for residents. But advocates for residents are worried the changes will diminish safety standards.
We don't see the benefit to residents for doing this, and I think any changes, that's always should be the goal.
Brenda Gallant is Maine's long-term care ombudsman. She says her office fields roughly 1,500 complaints a year about nursing homes, from staffing issues to medication errors, even call bells that don't work.
We just see daily issues in providing care in our nursing homes.
And that's a reason to preserve state regulations, even if they're redundant, says John Brodigam. He's executive director of Legal Services for Maine Elders.
By one count, there are 91 separate provisions that would be deleted. And, you know, just the sheer number of them is alarming for us.
It's alarming, he says, because when nursing homes have failed to comply with existing regulations, residents have gotten injured, sick, abused, and have even died. Brodigam highlighted more than a dozen examples in a formal comment submitted to the state. In one situation, a resident choked to death after being served food that was the wrong texture. In another, a resident left unattended in a bed fell and died during an emergency transfer to a hospital.
We have to have a regulatory structure in place in order to protect these vulnerable people.
Overlapping state and federal regulations give extra layers of protection and more options for enforcement, he says. Some standards in Maine are stronger than federal ones, says Brodigam. And he doesn't think it's wise to rely solely on the federal government.
There's a lot going on in the federal government. There's chaos and there's a deregulatory movement in some areas. And I think that would be a bad idea at this moment in time to count on them to be there to protect us rather than our own regulations.
I don't think the redundancy is the fail-safe, right? I think it's a security blanket that people are holding on to.
Angela Westhoff is executive director of the Maine Healthcare Association, which represents nursing homes. She says eliminating duplicate rules would provide more clarity for nursing homes and allow them to focus more on patient care.
It's like having one definitive source. If there's a question about what's best practice or what is the requirement, instead of having to go to one document at a state level and then search it out at the federal level.
But advocates for nursing home residents say the focus should be on strengthening protections, not removing them. Bill Monteho of Maine's Department of Health and Human Services says the state is accepting feedback on the preliminary proposal. He says the department hopes to formally issue a draft rule early next year, and the public will have opportunities to provide comment. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
76 Maine municipalities and tribal governments will receive grants for critical infrastructure projects. The grants, totaling $5.1 million, will fund town improvements to protect against the effects of climate change, like severe storms and flooding, and to make energy efficiency upgrades. The Community Resilience Program was created in 2021 and is funded by the state, as well as a five-year grant from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. So far, 300 Maine communities have received funds. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join Erwin Gratz for Morning Edition starting at 5 tomorrow morning. I'm Carol Bousquet. Thanks for listening.